28th letter to board members. While Mr. Eisner's announcement at first blush looks like a major change, it is in truth mere window dressing, they warned. What he has really proposed is a scheme to arrogate the authority of the board and maintain the status quo at the company's expense. His succession plan is for a company led by Michael Eisner and his obedient lieutenant Bob Iger to be handed over to Michael Eisner and Bob Iger. They urged the board to hire a qualified search firm and announced that Eisner would leave as soon as his successor was decided, no later than the 2005 annual meeting. If not, they would proceed with their proxy fight. Not just Roy and Gold, but numerous experts in governance and executive recruitment complained that Eisner's two-year plan was seriously flawed, since no serious outside candidate for the chief executive job would come forward with Eisner planning to stay for two more years, and possibly longer as chairman. As the furor grew, Eisner gave an interview to Fortune magazine, which released the results just as the Disney board convened in Burbank for its crucial September meeting. In a critical exchange, the Fortune reporter asked Eisner if he wanted to remain on the board or be chairman after the end of his current contract. Eisner replied, "I have not asked the board to stay on the board or be chairman after the end of my contract. My assumption is that I would not continue on the board or as chairman. I have a full business life ahead of me. Clearly, I'm not the type to retire, particularly after I've heard all these lectures from medical experts about how an active mind is good for the body. But as far as continuing on the board or as chairman, it's just not in my mind at this time." The answer was widely reported to mean that Eisner would not remain as a board member or as chairman. The board gathered on Sunday evening, September 20th, and continued through lunch on Tuesday. While several items were on the agenda, the critical discussion of succession took place on Monday afternoon. In a clear signal that Eisner's influence had waned, most of the discussion was held in executive session, with Eisner excluded. The critical issues were whether the board would hire a professional search firm and how long and in what capacity Eisner would stay at Disney. Hiring a search firm, as Roy and Gold clearly understood, was in itself a repudiation of Eisner's master plan, since it shifted the power to influence the board from Eisner to professional outsiders. And it was a blow to Iger's chances. Had it wished to, the board could simply have designated Iger as Eisner's successor, as the General Electric board did with Jeffrey Immelt, Jack Welch's choice to succeed him. Eisner was readmitted only at the end of the session. By then, it was clear that Eisner had lost his grip on the board. The board not only decided to hire a search firm, but also included in the press release a statement that the independent directors had concluded that Eisner would not remain as chairman after 2006. Eisner argued furiously that the language denying him the chairman's title be dropped from the release, and ultimately he succeeded. The press release began, "The board reaffirms its strong support for Michael Eisner, Bob Iger, and the entire management team." The board took special note of the fact that today marks the 20th anniversary of Michael Eisner's service as chief executive officer. The board formally